Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, May 29th. As the nation celebrated the long Memorial Day weekend, many of the nation's veterans, including 350 Colorado veterans, sent a message to Congress. Eric Galatis had the story.
As Americans observe Memorial Day, more than 8,000 veterans from across the nation have signed a letter urging Congress to reauthorize the Land and Water Conservation Fund, a program that helps protect some of the nation's most historic battlefields, monuments, and public lands. Garrett Reppenhagen is the son of a Vietnam veteran, grandson of two World War II veterans, and served in Kosovo and Iraq. He says it's important for leaders to support a program that honors the sacrifices made by service members.
To protect this country and a program that supports the land of the free. It protects our ability to utilize the outdoors and recreate in public lands, and it also helps protect some of these battlefields and historic sites of our military heritage.
The letter, which includes signatures from 350 Colorado veterans, is calling on Congress to restore the fund before it's set to expire on September 30th. Reppenhagen says if lawmakers don't act, the program that has funded iconic sites such as Gettysburg and the 9/11 Memorial would be at risk. He notes the program also supports national parks and forests and more than 40,000 state and local park projects across the country. Reppenhagen says the fund is also critical to Colorado because outdoor recreation contributes more than $37 billion annually to the state's economy, $2 billion in state and local tax revenue, and more than 200,000 direct jobs. He adds that projects ranging from restoring baseball fields and inner-city swimming pools to connecting hunters and anglers to wilderness areas comes at no cost to taxpayers.
It draws funds from offshore oil and gas royalties. And that money, because obviously there's degradation to our environment from oil and gas drilling. The original idea was to take some of these dollars and put it towards conservation efforts.
The fund was created by Congress in 1964 with bipartisan support to provide funds and matching grants to federal, state, and local governments. Its historic focus has been to conserve lands considered irreplaceable, including national parks, forests, and wildlife areas. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
In the latest story from Western Slope Resource Reporting, San Miguel County, which hovers around 8,000 people and is tucked into the southwest corner of Colorado, can best be described as a tale of two counties. Kara Pallone of KOTO Radio explains how a new farm to community food share program serves as a bridge between the communities.
In San Miguel County, there's the West End, where you'll find rural communities like Norwood, surrounded by swaths of agricultural land and where local food production is seeing a resurgence. On the other end of the county, you have the resort communities of Telluride and Mountain Village, where movie stars come to play and the working class is rich in spirit and adventure. As different as these communities all nestled within San Miguel County may be, they rely on each other's strengths. For several years now, Michelle Haynes, who is the Town of Mountain Village's Planning and Development Director, has envisioned a program that would mutually benefit local food producers as well as those who may not always be able to afford farmers market prices. Haynes began working on a program that would not only support regional agriculture and provide fresh local food to those on a tight budget, but that would also create an important regional bridge between communities within San Miguel County. The result? An income-qualified farm-to-community incentive program. The Mountain Village Town Council approved the program in April.
I really think that this will create really important pathways for our region.
The program puts income-qualified individuals and families at the centerpiece of the model, subsidizing farm shares based on income and distributing them at a convenient location. In this case, it's the Mountain Village Farmers Market each Wednesday. Participating members can purchase farm shares for the entire growing season, about 9 weeks. This year's program can support a crop of up to 45 Mountain Village residents who meet the annual household income qualifications. Here's the best part. The town of Mountain Village has agreed to foot the bill to the tune of $20,000. There is a nominal application fee. For participants, it means affordable, healthy, fresh local food, and for the producers, it translates to a significant, consistent revenue source. The participating partners include Mountain Roots Produce based in Mancos and the Fresh Food Hub, a community-run co-op based in Norwood that purchases food from local and regional farms and producers.
Hi.
On a recent afternoon in Norwood, shoppers were in and out of the Main Street headquarters of the Fresh Food Hub. Sam Andrews, who serves on the board of the co-op, elaborates on what people might soon find in their food shares for the Mountain Village program.
The boxes will contain farm fresh produce from local farms. And then also we were thinking of possibly doing like local eggs, local meat. We have a source of local cheese and milk from Olathe and a local bread option.
It's no mystery that energy-dense junk foods pack more calories and fewer nutrients per gram and are far less expensive than nutrient-rich, lower-calorie foods like fruits and vegetables. For many lower-income people, it's not the food pyramid that takes priority, but rather household economics.
And I think a lot of the public isn't aware that people's food decisions and food purchases are really based on their income level.
That's Mindy Perkovich with Mountain Roots, a vegetable farm that spans about 12 acres and is located in the Mancos Valley just to the east of Mesa Verde National Park. She says the program not only provides a consistent revenue stream, but it allows Mountain Roots to potentially reach a whole new demographic of people.
Sometimes it feels like we're really selling to sort of the resort communities, and it would be really wonderful to be able to reach a whole different demographic needing to get our produce out there.
Beyond the obvious benefits of the program, there are a few trickle-down bonus points. Food travels a long distance before it's shelved at markets in Mountain Village and Telluride. Supporting local agriculture on this scale reduces the distance food is transported and incrementally lowers carbon emissions. Here's Michelle Haynes again elaborating.
Our food is transported from longer distances, like Denver. We have food that's even flown in from, you know, various areas into our regional airports. And so it's shortening that transportation route, and it's reducing our greenhouse gas emissions.
A 2010 report issued by the American Farmland Trust estimates an acre of U.S. farmland goes into development every 2 minutes. Haynes says if there were more community food programs that supported local producers, it might help alleviate the complex issue of shrinking farms and disappearing farmland. Thus far, the town of Mountain Village has received 10 applications for its new low-income farm-to-community food share program, which begins in June.
I don't consider this an original idea. It's a very much of a synergistic concept that was just ready to launch.
And while Haynes didn't model the program after one in another community, she hopes other communities copy this one. For Western Slope Resources Reporting, I'm Kara Pallone.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KOTO, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.